I looked in the mirror and said to myself, "Okay, shift's ending, Hunter." As I looked at my watch, I turned around and swung the bathroom door open, revealing the scorching afternoon sun and the spring of Songdo 2060. South Korea is one of the few countries in the world today that are accepting refugees under circumstances because of its state of economy and eco-friendliness. I rotated my head, making a full 180, and noticed the new barbed wire gates they installed next to the TVs on the watchtowers along the refugees. I was walking back to my station as Border Control Officer Number 3. I see the lines of refugees due to the wars around the world. I thought to myself, the government needs to pay me more. Once I'm over at my stand, I clean up and ready the booth for the next officer, but the TVs on the watchtower display the distracting Channel 6 news. Gregory Ives, the anchor on the show, said,
"It has been exactly 42 years since the invention of the digital passport, and it's getting better. The digital passport's main purpose is to help the migration process of refugees from point A to B by keeping documents updated. But now, it can be used for almost anything, making everybody's lives easier."
"By imprisoning and stalking us?" I thought to myself.
"With the invention of this, refugees have the right documentation and can enter our country under the right bylaws. But according to one of our sources like Statista, it would seem like there are a lot more refugees in the world than there were in 2018, with over 12 million worldwide and 60 million today. This is due to recent conflicts or exponential population growth. With that number, more refugees are going for asylum, making it more difficult to help these people. An example of this starting was in 2018, France. Refugees were provided with little healthcare. But now systems make it easier to show who gets what because of all the information in the digital path."
3 more minutes until my shift's over, I say to myself. Sitting down in the chair at the desk, I'm entranced by the TV again.
"By this, it concludes that the more refugees, the stronger economy. But a negative to this is that the more population, raw materials, would be consumed at a faster pace, like an eye for an eye. With the experimentation of the digital passport from a traveling document to an essential for life, it has only made all our lives easier. I'm Gregory Ives, and you're watching Channel 6.
Right on cue, my shift ends and I pack up. As I walk back to the gates, the station next to me has a family of refugees. I start to watch as the process begins. As they all step forward, the officer takes an identification device out and tells them to bring out their D passports, or their digital passports. The mother and father bring them out for the family. The father looks them over and sees that the father doesn't satisfy the right requirements to be in the city. The officer calls the guards and separates the family. I turn and walk away. Nobody can do anything now. It's just the way of life.